You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hey listeners, just wanted to share a quick thanks to our Patreon members who help us bring to you podcast episodes like the one you're about to listen to right now. You can join supporters like Kat Hicks, Linda Lee, Phoebe Stewart, Christian Ranke, and Emily Chen for between $5 and $20 a month. Find out how at patreon.com/theensemblist. You're listening to The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. Welcome, I'm Mo Brady. Bonjour. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. There goes the baker with his tray like always.
Happy New Year. It's time to start 2021 with some joy. And what better way than to share something that's been bringing me joy over the last few months? Let's hear it for The Choice. Created by Jimmy Larkin, Let's Hear It for the Choice is a celebration of great musical theater performances, large and small. Jimmy has been sharing compilations of these bold statements, or choices, on his Instagram channel, along with a heavy dose of dry but loving humor. He joined me recently to share what he thinks makes a great choice, and some of his favorite ensemble choices of all time. Here's our conversation. Would you introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from today?
I'm Jimmy Larkin, also known as Let's Hear It for the Choice. And I am calling actually from my hometown of Natick, Massachusetts.
And okay, so you are the creator, purveyor of this platform, Instagram handle. My first question is, what is a choice?
I hope that you know that this Instagram started as like me just posting some of my favorite clips in one spot, so I had them all in one spot, not following anyone, not hashtagging anything. I was like, I think I just need to like archive these all in one place, and this is what happened. But a choice, let's say a bold statement through acting, song, or dance.
A bold move that is like exciting to watch in some way, correct?
I love that. Even a bold move is better than a bold statement. I mean, they're statements for sure, but a bold move.
And what I love about your platform is how positive it is. Often when we sort of read musical theater performances, it comes with like a heavy level of snark or condescension. And you have got this like through line of celebration, I guess. Why was that important to you as well?
I think it's really easy to fall into the pit of posting things to get a laugh, you know, that like might not be the most polished or something. And that is not the pit I wanted to fall into at all. I think I started to discover that when I was posting some of these things, sometimes like the original person who sang that song on Broadway would comment or something, or like give props to that person. And I was like, but I think this was like, it ended up turning into a way to really celebrate those people and those like choices that they were making, you know, like whether it be on Broadway, some of the clips, whether it be at their preschool recital, you know, it's just like choices are happening everywhere.
Why do you feel like this platform has found such an audience?
The fact that it can be anybody, anywhere, any show, any moment, anyone can get recognized, and it doesn't have to be a Broadway star necessarily, you know? And it's exciting to discover people that we wouldn't be able to discover before, you know?
Where do you find these choices?
For sure, YouTube Spirals 4 in the morning. That is all 27 years of my life. That's where it started. And then people started like submitting them, sometimes formally. And it cracked me up because I was like, wait, what do I do with this? They'll like email submissions or they'll DM the submissions. And they're brilliant. It started because I created a note in my phone. And I was like, I want to like keep track of all these videos that I love, because I was really bad at favoriting them on YouTube. And I started a note. And once I had like 100, I was like, I need to start like posting these somewhere. And I was like, everyone's going to get annoyed if I post them on my Instagram. So I'm going to create a different Instagram, like a Finsta. And then, of course, my Finsta is more popular than my own Instagram.
When I think of a choice, I think of like individual, bold, big choices are about standing out. So when or how are ensemble moments ripe to be choices?
Ensemble choices can be tricky because like I'm not necessarily for like purposely like standing out just to stand out. I think that like a real ensemble choice usually ends up being in a feature. Ensemble choices can be tough unless you have a feature, but the features are really where like
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
People make those choices and they shine in that one moment that they're given, you know?
What if you could, like, talk us through some of your favorite ensemble choices of all time?
My favorite musical ever is Hairspray. And part of the reason is the ensemble. The ensemble features in Hairspray are great. So my favorite ensemble moment of any show ever is the Dynamite playoff in Hairspray. And that is a great YouTube spiral. I mean, those ladies are allowed to do whatever they want within those lyrics and that music. I don't think that ensemble members are featured like that enough. And the Shoshana Bean one in that same show. And she's like whistle toning between scenes and while dancing. And I love it. One of the best songs for ensemble choices and features is Wells Fargo Wagon in Music Man.
Wells Fargo Wagon is a coming now. Is it a prepaid surprise or COD?
It could be curtains or dishes
or a
It could be. I live for a double boiler. It's also like hard to sing. The woman in the movie really kills me.
All right, Hairspray, Dynamite, Wells Fargo Wagon. What else would top your list of most iconic ensemble choice moments?
Okay, so I did the Beauty and the Beast tour a long time ago, and do you know who Andrea Loxton is? She was one of our Bell understudies, and she was I Need Six Eggs. I'm gonna play you this clip. It was one of the best ensemble vocals I've ever heard in my entire life. Every night it sounded like this.
I need six eggs!
The song Belle has a lot of them. Annie has some good ones. Star to Be is a great ensemble feature. And Lori Beachman, she also did, she had that line in Hooverville, Who Knew I Could Steal?
Today I'm stealing coal for fires. Who knew I could steal?
That one is good. The contest from The Little Mermaid is the song where all the Mer sisters are, like, trying to convince Eric that it's, like, I was the one you heard. They all, like, compete, and they're like, it was my voice, listen, I sound so good. And they each have their own little solo. And I think it was Chelsea Morgan Stock in the original Broadway cast.
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything.
But on Broadway, she literally said, like, belted, mixed, soprano, or something like that. And I, of course, die. Les Mis obviously has some of the best ensemble choices I've seen in my entire life. Factory Girl. Like, that's an ensemble member, and she has, like, a moment. Also, And in a Bed is a great one. That's a great ensemble line. Oh, so this one in Les Mis, they tore apart their vocal cords for this in the best way. For this solo, she's so committed to this line.
I knew it's a tip! Give them all the pot! Spread around your poison till they end up in a box!
And I want to know if she did that every night or if it was like, we're recording the soundtrack today. I'm going all out. I'm sounding like a ratchet, like miserable beggar woman.
I knew it, you Kim! Give them all the pot! Spread around your poison till they end up in a box!
I'm like impressed with your number of historical references. I would have thought that like focusing on choices would be something that would be like contemporary and like what's going on right now, right? But really you're like digging in. You're like Music Manning and Annie.
You know what I think it really ends up being, to be honest? I think it's because those have the most meat as far as YouTube videos go, because like the most schools and stuff do them. And that's where like you really see the fun choices, because it's like that kid who didn't get the lead is going to go all out on their one ensemble feature. You know, like Annie's obviously done everywhere. The person playing, like, I don't know, who says, like, soap, no bubbles? Like, she didn't get Grace, but she was like, I have this one line and I've been practicing, like, 10 different ways to say it, you know?
Who, all right, so contemporary shows. When Broadway opens and shows come back, like, what choice are you most excited to go to the theater and see?
Well, one that I go back to all the time to see that will be open when Broadway reopens is Wicked. Wicked, the ensemble solos in Wicked are, they're all like also all incredible singers always. So like they're all like singing in the ensemble. I'll go back to the ensemble of Wicked whenever I'm like in Midtown and have time to lotto. One of the most legendary ensemble members of all time that I really love is Shannon Lewis. Have you ever watched Shannon Lewis dance? I mean, Gotcha, of course. Her Gotcha is incredible. When I was working in casting for a bit, we were auditioning for Mamma Mia and she was choreographing it. Watching her audition ensemble members for that show, watching like a legendary ensemble member teach choreo for a dance call, first of all, is just incredible. A lot of these people also are like, they are ensemble members, of course, but like are also stars.
I feel like a choice maker, often we're seeing like a star in the making, or we're seeing someone who's going to be a star. Like you talked about Shoshana Bean. A couple of the choices that you posted about around the Thanksgiving Day parade were of Tamika Lawrence, both in The Wiz Live and then in Seasons of Love for the One Night Only on NBC.
Yeah, she needs to be a household name.
If people have a good choice they want to share with you, like how can they share a choice? How can they submit choices?
DMs. I will look through every single DM, obviously. It's way easier through email, which is also on the page. But not everyone wants to open up their email to do this. But yeah, the DMs. I go through every single DM. And the stuff that comes through really... I mean, this account has made my quarantine worthwhile, you know, like it's given me something to do. I'm glad that people are sending these in, so keep them coming.
Special thanks to Jimmy Larkin for sharing his stories with us today. You can find Let's Hear It for the Choice on Instagram. The Ensemblist was produced today by Jackson Klein and me, Mo Brady. Please rate and review The Ensemblist wherever you listen to podcasts, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at bpn.fm, the home of Broadway Podcast Network. Our Patreon members have on-demand access to our full archive, including extended conversations with our guests and early access to episodes. You can support us for between $5 and $20 a month at patreon.com/theensemblist. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.